WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Good morning, Bride. Good morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's real cold here in Tennessee. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do today, Lord. We dedicate this Bible study to you. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus, and Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. God is good. Amen, Bride. Let me pull it up on the screen here for today. I pray everyone had a good Saturday. Okay, today we are focusing on the idol of greasy grace and false hope. Okay, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jean. Good morning, Joseph. It's the idol of tickling ears and feeling good gospel. So let's see what the word says about it. Man, I tell y'all what, these Bible studies are amazing. I love them. I'm learning a lot myself. The Lord is good this morning. Amen. Okay, as I said, I use the King James Version. You know, my mother passed away last year. And I've got a lot of good things from her that's worth more than any amounts of money. And that is the Word. I got the Bible that she sought the Lord with. And I treasure it very much. This is the King James Thompson Chain Reference Bible. I prefer the King James because of the story of King James. I feel that it's the closest. I mean, it's not perfect, but I believe God anoints all the words in here to the Lord. It's the first one, it's the original, and if you only knew the story, it is such an amazing story how the Catholics, this is why it's so important, Bride, for us not to merge with the Catholics because of what they did to deliver truth to us. They tried to assassinate King James 4 or 5 times. For writing this, for having this word printed, because at that time only the priest could talk to God and communicate with God and have the word. So King James enabled the average man to be able to have the word of God. So that's why I like it so much. Okay, so let's start in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And remember, my little man, he is from the YouVersion app. I like having it read at the same time I'm reading. Okay, so here we go.
Therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Pause. Pause, pause, pause. Bride, let's examine this. He says right here, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his coming. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. But what does he say right here? And this is where the greasy grace and false hope doctrine, it stops right here. Because it says reprove, rebuke, and exhort with long suffering and doctrine. What is doctrine? Doctrine means you are preaching truth. You are preaching foundational principles that you cannot come off of. Let me go over here. I am going to look this up because this is a very good point. See, what happens is these people that preach these things, they get off of doctrine and they just teach like what feels good to people, a tickling ears gospel, what makes them feel good. Here's the official definition of doctrine: a belief or set of beliefs held and taught by a church, political party, or other group. Okay, so we want to have good doctrine. Okay, so let's keep going.
The time will come when they will not endure sounder doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Okay, pause right there. So the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. There's doctrine, but it's not sound. Lord, put us with people that have sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. In other words, if you're preaching the truth and they don't want to hear it because it's causing them to be under conviction, and they know that they have to give up something, that they have to go higher, and they don't want to, so they will step over into a church somewhere that is preaching the tickling ears where they can feel good in their sin, comfortable in their sin. But all that's going to do, bride, is send them straight to hell. Because God says, there is nothing that you should love more than me. You are making an idol of yourself, basically. That's what all this is. When they preach the tickling ears, the feel-good gospel is building up self. Well, how can you say that? At least they're preaching the gospel. They're preaching partial truths. Because it is causing them to be stagnant like this. They can't go higher than this. Because they're not getting told the whole truth. They're not dying to self. See, Christianity, this is where the majority of the church today, not the majority, but a lot of them,